Parshas Behar, Perek Chafei, Pasuk Aleph, Rishon. By the Barashim of Moshe, Behar Sinai, Lamor. Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai, saying, Rashi says, Ma in Shemitah Eitz Har Sinai. Why is the Torah mentioning Shemitah, that's the context of this parasha, with the topic of Har Sinai? But Lokomos is never mentioned, but every mitzvah, all the mitzvahs mentioned are at Har Sinai. Elo, says Rashi, the point of the Torah is, by emphasizing this, is to tell us the following. Ma Shemitah, just like its rules, its details, and the fine points of Shemitah were mentioned at Har Sinai, so to all the commandments, all the rules and also the fine details were mentioned at Har Sinai. That's what's taught in the Medrash. But nearly, in Rashi says, it appears to me, this is the explanation of the Medrash. We never find the topic of the Shemitah of lands repeated in Pasir Vidvarim at the plains of Moav, Lamana, which teaches us, it must be that we already learned this, and have seen it, all the general rules and the details. The Torah tells us here, but every statement that was communicated to Moshe, I mean all the commandments, and all the other mitzvahs had their details and fine points at Har Sinai, and they were repeated at the plains of Moav, except for Shemitah. Pasuk Beis. Daber al b'nei Yisrael, speak to the Jews, v'amar talayim, say to them, kisavol arayis, when you come to the land, asher ani nusin lachem, that I will give you, shav sa'ar, shabbat l'Hashem, and the land shall observe a Shabbos rest for Hashem. Actually says, Shabbos l'Hashem, l'shem Hashem, for the sake of Hashem. K'shem sh'nemer b'Shabbos b'reishis, as we mentioned, by the weekly Shabbos. For 6 years you shall sow the field, and for 6 years you shall prune your vineyard, and you may gather its crops, its crop. Pasuk Dalet. On the seventh year, Shabbos Shabboson Ye'alar, there should be complete rest for the land. Shabbos L'Hashem, Shabbos to Hashem. Sadecholos is Rav, Chamecholos is Mar. Your field you should not plant, and your vineyard you should not prune. She says, Yeh la'aretz l'sados l'kamim, for fields and for vineyards. V'lo tizmar, you shall not prune. Shekot tizim is merasa, because they cut off its vines. Targumo lo sechase, do not trim. V'domolo, and it's compared to kotim kesuchim, like cut thorns, surfa be'eish surfa, burned by fire, cut off. Pasuk hey, eish sefich kitzecha lo sechzar, ves in vein zirecha, lo sitzar shnas shabbosan yelaretz. After the growth of your harvest, you shall not reap, and the grapes of your keeping away, you shall not pick. Shnas shabbosan yelaretz should be a year of rest for the land. Rashi says, esfir kitzircha, afil lo zarata, even if you did not sow it, bitzimcha, and it sprouted, min hazer shnafaba be'is haktir, from the seed that fell into the ground to the time of the previous year's harvest, that's called a safiah, an aftergrowth. Lo siksar, liyo sunach sikro, to take possession of it, kishak sir, like other harvests. Ella, hefkir yelakol, must be that it's hefkir onlyless. Nizircha, shinizhar, you kept away from it, and you separated it, b'nei adam, man of people from it, lo hefkartim, and you did not relinquish your ownership from them. Lo tzipsar, don't pick them, o sam, you can only pick from that which was that which is relinquished, not from that which is yours. And the resting of the land shall be to you, shall be yours to eat. You, your servants and your maidservants, your hired workers and your ones who reside, who reside with you. Rashi says, even though I forbade the fruits of the seventh year to you, I did not forbid them for eating, nor for other benefit, only that you should not treat them as an owner does. Everything should be equal. You, your hired worker, and the one who resides with you. That from that which you have rested from, you may eat. But you can't eat something that which has been kept. v'chola v'chola avat masacha. Ufish ne'amar, since it says in the Torah, with respect to the Shemitah year, v'achu avunei amacha, the destitute of your people should eat it. Yachol yu asir b'achilu l'ashim. It sounds like the rich can eat it. Tamalomar, v'chola v'chola avat masacha. You, your slaves and your servants, hari ba'alim, avad the mishrachot z'mekayim. It's referring to the owners, the slaves and the slave woman. That's including everyone, not just the poor, but even the wealthy. Even the non-Jews can eat it. Plus exactly. Live happy to your animals, and the wild animals in your field. That is in your land, shall all its crop eat to eat. Rashi says, if a beast eats it, so which is undomesticated, so all the more so, a domesticated, of course, a domesticated animal can't eat it. Shem is a masala because you have a responsibility to feed domesticated animals. So my Tamalam live have hemtacha. Why did I emphasize that aspect? Ma'akish behem l'chayah to compare them. So kol zman shechay ochalas minasada min ha'achel of hemtacha min ha'bayah. Anytime the beasts eat it in the field, you could feed it to your animal in the house. Kol l'chayah minasada. If it finished being eaten in the fields, kol of hemtacha min ha'bayah. You can't have an animal eat it in your house. You have to have it out, I'll have to do beer. Pasuk Ches. V'sefartal l'cha, and you should count for you, Shabbos Shabbosos Shanim, 7 Sabbaths of years. Shabbos Shanim, Shabbos Shanim, 7 years, 7 times. V'yil l'cha yimei Shabbos Shabbosos Shanim, Tishav Arba'im Shana, and the days of the 7th Sabbath of years you shall, it should be for you 49 years. Rashi says Shabbosos Shanim, Shemito Shanim, releases of years. That's what the word Shabbosos means. Yachol yase sheva shanim retzufos shemitah. You have to do 7 straight years of shemitah over a 49 year cycle. V'yase yovel then yovel acharei and after that lomer sheva shanim sheva pamim 7 years 7 times haviomer kol shemitah shemitah bezmana each shemitah every 7 years in its distinct time. V'yilchosh yime sheva v'gomer. Even if you don't keep the Shemitah years, keep a Yovel year. So Arba'im with his Hashanim after the end of the 49th year. The simple meaning is Yale Lecha Cheshbon Shnos Hashemitos Mispar Arba V'Teisha, to tell us that count them up to get to 49 years in total. And to explain, in the first Pshat and Rashi, Rashi is dealing with the apparent obvious conclusion of our pasuk, and his explanation, of course, it's 49 years. And so his explanation of the simple meaning of the pasuk, he's dealing with a different issue. Rashi, in his comment at the beginning of the pasuk, says that Shabbosos Shanim refers to the Shemitah years themselves and not the 7-year cycle. So how then does our verse say 7 Shabbosos Shanim amount to 49? 7 Shabbosos Shanim means only 7 years, meaning the 7. These are the 7 years. So Rashi explains here on the verse to explain that it's referring to the period during which you count as 7 years of Shemitah, and that will be 7 times, which will be a period of 49 years. Pasuk Tes. V'vartah shofar tshura, and you shall sound a shofar blast, v'chodesh v'shvi'in in the 7th month, v'asor l'chodesh in the 10th of the month, v'al yom ha-kippurim on the day of Yom Kippur, t'avir shofar b'achar tzachem, you shall sound a shofar throughout your land. Rashi says, v'vartah, Lashon by Vir Koba Machana, they proclaimed. Lashon Machra is announcing. Biyama Kippurim. Yimash Vashnember Biyama Kippurim. In your day, Shabbat Shalachosh. Vizim Kippur, of course, is the 10th of the month. Imke, Lomanamar Bessel Chosh. Why emphasize the 10th of the month? Ela Lomacha, what to tell you? Tkias Asur Lachodesh. The blowing of the shofar on the 10th of the month. Docha Shabbos. Bechol Artschem throughout the entire land. Vain Tkias Rosh Hashanah. Docha Shabbos. However, not the Tkia of Rosh Hashanah. Bechol Artschem El Bevezim Babad. Except in Beis Din. Pasuk Yud Vikid Hashem Eshnasa Chamishim Ukrasem De Rabba Cholar La Baritz L'Chol Yoshveha. And you should sanctify the 50th year, and you should proclaim freedom throughout the land for all its inhabitants. Yovel Hi, it's a day. It's a Yovel year for you. Tielachem, it should be for you. Vishavtem Ishel Chuzaso Vishel Mishpachto Teshuvu. And each man shall return to his ancestral heritage, and you shall return each man to his family. She says, "V'kid Hashem b'chinisa on the answer." Makdishim also be'bezin. Be'zin sanctifies the v'omer mekudesh from the year sanctified. Ukrasem deror la'ivrim la'avadim to the Hebrew slaves whether it's these the year it was born or it's in, it hasn't been 6 years yet, he goes free. Amar Bihuda. Malashim Dvar, what does it mean? Dvar? Freedom. Kimidaria bei daria v'kul, like one who dwells in a dwelling place, which means Shadar b'chol makom shirotz, he can live wherever he wants. In b'shus, v'enim b'shus achem, is not under other people's authority. Yovali, shem lezos, shem uvdeles, mishar shon, this year is distinct. V'nekev ha-shem lo levada, through giving it a distinct name. Mashma, yovali, it's called the yoval, Hashem tekiya shofar, because it's, that's what they blow shofar with. V'shavtem ish l'chos aso, shasados, chosos l'valeim, the fields return to their owners. V'shem mishpach l'teshuvu, the rabbi says, so even the Eved who has his ear bored, he goes free then. Pasuk Yalav, Yovel, it's Yovel. Shnas HaChemeshim Shana, it's the 50th year. Tiyah Lachem, it should be for you. Lo Sezeru, Lo Sek Seru, Sivichel. Lo Sev Seru, Sin Zira. Don't sow, don't harvest your afterglow, don't pick up what has been set aside for you, of it, for yourself. Rashi says, Yovel, Shnas HaChemeshim. Ma Tam Alomar, why is it the 50th year? It's the Lishanemar, the Kiddash Dem. Kiddisa Beresh Hashanah. So the Gemara makes a drasha there, and the Gemara explains, since it says you have to sanctify the 50th year, you might have thought that just as it becomes holy at the beginning, so it continues to be holy at its end, meaning until the next year, Yom Kippur. So the Torah says, not only that year. That year, not including the 51st year. Es nizira, es hanovim hamishumarim, the grapes that have been kept, alva boter atha, but you can pick, miram of karm, from things that are ownerless. Shem Shinamar Bishvis, like it says in Shemitah, Kach Namar Biyopal, says that by Yopal too. Nimsu, Shteshanim Kedushas, are two straight years of holiness. Smuchim Zulazun, one to the other, Shnas Arbin Vitesha Shemitah, or Shnas Achamishim, the 49th year and the 50th year. Pasuk Beis, Ki Yovel, He Kosh Tielachem, and Asid Tachulas Tuvasa. For it is a Yovel, it shall be holy to you, from the field you may eat its crop. Kosh Tielachem, the service of the man, it seizes its money, Kehekdish, like that which is holy, Yachol Teitzei Hilachun, one might be able to think that it should go out to be chulin. Tamalomar Tiyah, it should be, but also Tiyah, it should maintain its state of holiness upon the fruit. Minasadet Tachlu Adei Shasera, through the by means of the field, after Ochel Minabayas, you eat from the produce of the house, Shimkola Lachaya Minasadet, that if a particular variety of produce has been finished off by the wilderness, in the wild animals in the field, Tzarchatum Labar Minabayas, you have to remove it from the field, from the house, Kshim Shinem Bashvias, Kachnemer Vyogal, so to Bashmitas, as well as it says by this Bashmita, also by Yovel as well. Pasuk Yod Gimel Bashnas Yovel Azos, Teshuvu Isha Al Kuzaso, and this year of Yovel, each man returns to his ancestral heritage. Rashi says, like for an Emra, Rashat and Isha Al Kuzaso, we already did that a few seconds earlier about that fact. So Rashi says, Ella Rabbis Mokra Sadeu, Vama Ben Al Pigala, the only case is relevant to where one who sells his field and his son takes the initiative and redeems it, then on Yovel returns back to his father, even though ultimately it will actually go back to the potential heir later on in life. When you make a sale for your fellow, or when you buy from the hands of your fellow, do not victimize one another. Rashi says, and the silver reading of the pasuk is Mashma Kimashma O. It's like the silver reading. Don't, when you make a sale with your brother, do not victimize your brother. The ode, Yeshrasha, but there's another drasha strapped from here. Minayin, Kshata Mocher, Mocher Yisachaber, when you sell to a Jew, Tamalam of Chisib Kumek, Mamkar, Lamisacha Machar. When you sell something, do it to a Jew, your friend, your fellow. Minayin, Shin, Basilik Nos, Kanami so chavir, how you know if you want to buy from your friend, then it's due from a Jew Tamil Omar, O kanami adam yisecha, or buy from a person who is a hand of your fellow, a Jew also as well. Alto no zu nasmam, this is victimization in financial matters. Pasuk pesavav, b'misfar shanim achar yovel tiknim as me'es amisecha b'misfar shanim hayovel yim karlach. According to the number of years after the Yovel, shall you buy from your fellow. According to the number of crop years, shall he sell to you. Rashi says, Kisvah Shanin Acha Yovel Tikne, Zub Shuta, Yashiva Mikra Alafanov. This is the simple meaning to put the verse in its proper setting. Al Ha'ona Vola Hazner. The verse comes to join us with regards to victimization, meaning the following: Kishtimkor Tikana Karka, when you sell a Berlin, the Ukama Shana Mishai Yovel, know how many years until Yovel is the Fiat Shana according to the years, Tavos Hashana, according to how much yield it produces, Shivru Uyal Asos, which it should make, Yimkaram Amocher Vikne Hakona, the person should sell and the buyer should buy. Shesofa, because the fate of the buyer is Achaserlo, because he's going to return it anyway, Bishnas Yovel, in the year of Yovel. Mishana Mimotus, if there's only a few years of Yovel, Zab Machra Vidami Karos, he sells it for an expensive amount. The buyer got victimized. If there are many years, if there are many years left, there's a lot of produce. Then you sell for a short amount, lesser price, then you victimize the seller. You have to sell it according to its time. According to the amount of years of crop years, you have to sell it. If you mean the Shmiyah Tavos, Amadas, Shitya Amadas, Bianal Kech, Timkarla, according to the amount of years remaining, you sell according to that amount. Rabbi Sina Dorshim, you can, the rabbis extrapolate from there. Shemarcho Sadeo, Ein Rosh Adagol. One who sells his field cannot redeem it, Pachos Mishishanim, under 2 years. Shitam Mishishanim, Bianal Kech has to have a 2 year, at least minimum, in the hands of the buyer, Yom Yom, from day to day, from that exact date. Vafilo Yeshosh Tools, even if there are three crops, the Ostin Shitisham, in those 2 years, Kigon, Shemacher Sol, Bekamasi, sold while standing. Mishani Ushnei Eno Yotzi Mipshuto. But the word Shani, Rashi is commenting, does not leave it simple. Midi Kolomar Mispar Shanim Shal Tavos, the number of years of crop. Lo Shal Shadafon Umiat Shanim Shnayim, the minimum, and not from Blight, and the minimum of years, the minimum of 2 years is going to be 2. That's how many years we have to factor at. And the commentators explained the minimum of 2 years must be 2 years of potential crops. Years of famine are not counted. That is a condition of the halacha, that the field must stay in the hands of the purchaser for a minimum of 2 years. Pasuk tes zayin. Ifiru basharim tarva miknaso, according to the greater number of years, you shall increase your pure purchase. Lefi ma'ot hashanim tamid miknaso, and according to the lesser number of years, you shall reduce his purchase. Ki mispar tivos hu mocher lach, for he's selling you the number of crops. Rashi says, Tarev Miknasot, Tim Kurna Biyoker, sell with higher price. Tarev Miknasot, Tim Miknasot, reduces price. Pasuk Zayin, Lo Sanu Ishos Miso, do not harass one another. Yerisim Lekecha, Ki Ani Hashem Lekechem, and fear Hashem, for I am Hashem your God. Rashi says, Lo Sanu Ishos Miso, Kan has hit a Torah and joins us all on us through verbal harassment. Shalom Yachinit Eschadero, which should not, you know, his fellow, don't give him Eitzah, that's not appropriate for him. Let's see, Dak, according to his mode of life. But also in his benefit, it's of the advice of him, tell him, if he'll say, in this Kavanti Lera, who knows it all, and I'll have him giving bad advice. Hashem, who knows the intentions, knows what's going on. Kol davar hamosar lev, anything that's given over to the heart. She'in lakir el mishin achshav v'libo, don't recognize his only normal person. Is Hashem who knows the thoughts. So now we're going to be able to read some of the kachal. That's what you have to fear Hashem. You shall perform my decrees and observe my ordinances, and perform them, and you shall dwell securely in the land. Rashi says, the lack of Shemitah causes the Jews to go to Galus. Then the land will appease its Shemitah years. Mehertzisa Shabbos Hoseh, and you will make the Shemitahs appeasing. Veshivim Shana Shal Galus Bavel, connect the Shivim Shemitah Shabbat Lehem. Hayu. The 70 years of the Galus correspond to the 70 years of the Shemitah that were neglected.